Hey there, we're taking a break right now and we'll be back in May with some all new stories. But in the meantime, we are featuring stories from the past that you might not have heard, and we'll be releasing a new one the first Wednesday of each month between now and when our new season starts in May. And for this episode, we're re-releasing a story that we made back in 2013. We were doing a lot more location recording back then and relying a lot more on improvisation. And so you'll hear it's a looser, I would say it's a more visceral feeling than some of our more recent stories. And the story is about a situation that I feel like I can relate to a lot more now that I'm a parent. It explores the power dynamics between two children and their mother and what happens when the tables get turned. This is The Truth. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. Today we're giving another listen to The Mutiny.
You didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Okay, here we go. This is The Mutiny.
We finally did the thing where we added scarves to our flower dance. And
what color scarf did you get?
I'm a blue scarf.
Oh, that's great. That's going to be
so
pretty.
Stop talking about ballet, please.
It doesn't match my leotard.
Well, I'll talk to her. I thought she said it was going
to
be okay.
Can we go to Ice Cream Mom? The cones?
Oh, no, we're not going to cones today.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We always go after that.
No, sweetie, we don't. We have to go to the tailor's to drop off your suit.
Be in ballet. Come on, please, Mom.
This is a really special occasion. You're the ring bearer, honey. You've got to wear your suit.
I want ice cream.
I know you want ice cream, but we don't have time.
Why can't I be the ring?
You promised us ice cream.
We do not have time, okay?
Come on, Zip got a special treat today. She got her dumb ballet class, but she got to go with Miss Emily, whatever.
That is not food.
Yes.
Noah. I cannot. Miss Emily.
We are going in here, and will you guys please, Noah, get your suit and bring
place.
It in there?
So boring.
Zibby, honey, Zibby, leave all your stuff in the car, okay?
Okay.
You just don't care.
I do care. I'm not a bad mom. I'm just...
You're the world's worst mother in the world.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's see if I can find you another mom.
You're the worst.
For 1 week.
Good. I want
Zibby,
to go.
Leave your stuff in the car. Come on, you guys.
Noah,
don't touch
it. Give me my keys. Unlock the door.
No.
Noah, unlock the door and come out. Get your seat on.
No.
Get out of the car, honey.
No, I'm not getting out of the car.
What'd you say?
I'm not getting out of the car.
Get out of the car.
No.
No PlayStation for a week. No.
I don't care. That Done. Just makes me not want to get out of the car.
No dessert for a week. Done, Noah.
I don't
Done.
Care.
Zibby, unlock the door.
Better not, Zibby.
We have to get out.
Zibby,
please, just be on my side. Mom will never listen to us if we don't do this.
Zibby, don't let your brother do this to you. Unlock the door.
She's not unlocking it. She's
the
not stupid.
World in the spring.
We can't hear you. Sorry.
I don't care. Why are you looking at me like that? You look so mad.
Stop playing with me and unlock the car door now. We have places to be. This is not cool. Walt Disney World is canceled.
Excuse me, with-
You're going to sit home in your room and do absolutely nothing.
You're
going to stare at the walls.
I'm very, very upset.
My kids have locked themselves in the car and they're not coming out.
Oh, that's a situation.
It is not funny.
Maybe if you give them
some
treats.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. You are in such big trouble.
Oh, just imagine when he's a teenager.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't think you're helping.
Do you want one of my Valium?
No, I'm totally fine. Noah!
Because I have a prescription.
Noah, I have a crazy woman standing next to me.
Listen,
if you do not get out of the car
in five seconds,
she is going to take an axe and break the window, and she's going to feed you to her cats.
Okay.
She's got tons of cats.
Ma'am, hi, how you doing? Can I help out
here? No, it's not a police issue. It's just my kids have locked me out of the car.
Don't consider me a policeman. Consider me just a friendly person who's here to help.
Okay, Noah, do you want to talk to a cop?
Hi, little guy. Your name's Noah. Is this your arc? Well, your mommy needs you to get out of it right now. Did you leave the keys in there?
Assistance that is not wanted has an ass in it.
He's giving me the finger.
Sooner or later, you're going to have to go to the bathroom. Sooner or later, you're going to have to eat something. You're going to want your mommy at some point, and I'm going to be here. okay? I will be here.
I understand you're upset. You know what? Maybe the emotional track is not the way to go. Young man.
I'm not being emotional.
Young man. Let me just finish this. Young man.
He's saying that because you're a woman.
This has happened quite a few times. I have come upon a car with the windows closed in this heat, and inside has been a melting puppy. A dead, bubbling, melting puppy. You know what we do? We arrest the owner.
It's not true. It's not true.
It is true. I have pictures on my phone.
You're not going to bubble up.
Come on.
No,
come
listen to me.
Get out. You know, I'm looking at your face, and I'm going to memorize this face so I know next time I see it, I know what I'm dealing with.
He's 9 years old.
Because I guarantee you.
He's
ma'am,
9 years old.
I guarantee I'm going to see this kid again.
You cannot guarantee that.
Ma'am, are you okay? I'm okay, yes, but I feel like this is a family situation, and it's
okay, officer, could you leave, please?
Yes, and who are you?
This is a mother. She can deal with this.
Both of you have to listen to me for a moment, okay? I'm here to solve the problem.
It's just my problem.
Isn't
I appreciate
a robbery, a rape, or something going on somewhere?
I'm certain that there is.
Okay,
but
can you go handle
when
that?
When an officer engages in a call for help,
don't worry, ma'am. 4 women get raped
every
second.
I'm recording all of this, so if anything goes down, I got you, okay?
Good, I'm glad you got that on tape.
Oh, you're
well, not hello, YouTube, but I'm not doing anything wrong.
She and I were handling this beautifully till everyone else came along.
Could everyone just do me a favor and just please leave me alone?
She means you two, not me.
A what?
Do you not want to save your child?
No, I
well,
do.
Stop
but
talking
I
to her like this.
There's no reason to escalate the situation.
Uncontrolled.
Hey,
officer.
Hey, hey, hey.
Noah,
okay.
Noah.
Excuse me, step
Noah, back. Noah, you do not know how to drive.
Open
Noah,
the door.
Not, Noah.
Open the door. Watch your foot, man.
Jeez. Noah.
Hey.
Noah, unlock
buddy.
The door. Get out the car right now.
See,
Noah,
this is
Jack.
Man, this is what I was talking about.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God.
There we go. Okay. This is 361. I'm going to need an ambulance at this location.
We do not need an ambulance.
Oh, no.
Maybe that wasn't a good idea. Mama's gonna kill us.
All right, so I'm gonna need initial here. We're almost done. Just basically saying if you have a stroke behind the wheel in 6 months, slam into a school bus, you can't sue me.
Okay, you take visa?
Yeah, of course. So we should start being able to look at it, probably.
Maybe we could run away from home.
We're kind of past that.
Thank you so much.
I really wish that I could travel back in time and smack you in the face.
Oh, okay. So, Pop is gonna come pick us up.
What are you gonna do to us?
I haven't really thought about it. What do you guys think your punishment should be?
How about, no Xbox for 2 months, 3 months.
Okay. Zibby, what do you think?
No recital?
Why don't you guys think about it? Why don't you make a list of things that you think that are really hard for you to sacrifice, and I'll talk to Daddy about them.
I can only think of that.
Oh, look, there's an ice cream truck.
Should we get some ice cream? It's been a hard day.
Do you know what? It'd be better if you waited for me to say that.
I feel like you're mad at us.
I am. Let's go get some ice cream.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. The Mutiny was written by Alana Fishbein and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Melanie Hoops, Asher Herbstman, and B. Herbstman, with Blanche Ames, Ed Herbstman, Shakotha Fields, and Noel Deneen. Our associate producer for the story was Carrie Kasten, with special thanks to the Magnet Theater in New York City. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm.
That's safe.
Thank you, sir.
Our associate producer is Cadence Mandibura. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Kids need limits. Kids need boundaries. They don't get...
Radiotopia.